get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
It's 9:20 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We checked out Joe and Big Punisher, but still not a player. Also, he's not a player. He just crashes a lot. Dude, please. We also checked out MIG music from Rundu with Runkali. And then Black Vulcanite with Let It Be, featuring Rafael and Quido. And now Doja Cat with Paint the Town Red. And yes, you do make those weird moves when you listen to this. Yeah. Yeah, contemporary moves. Yeah,
you have to see the video to get it.
Yeah,
yes, you have to.
Now, Shikon, one thing about us on Fresh Breakfast is that we celebrate our own, isn't it?
Yes, we do.
And we've done it with so many personalities in the last 6-7 months.
Yeah.
The latest one was when we had is it Paul the Prince, right?
Paul the Prince.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we had him in studio to celebrate him the fact that he got his ambassadorship with Audi.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Oh, and then after that, we had Beatrice.
Then we had Beatrice. Then we had...
No.
Who?
Then we had Lucky.
It's been back-to-back. It's back-to-back stuff. You know what I mean? We celebrate our own. And
absolutely.
Today, we have a king that has been kinging in almost every single...
Come on.
...space
yeah.
that he touches.
Come on.
Shaquan, please do us the honors.
And get it right.
Yeah.
Doctor. Get it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doctor,
he's a
yeah.
doctor.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. When I say doctor, man. Today we are having a conversation with Dr. Mark Mushiva. He's a Berlin-based Namibian multidisciplinary decolonial technologist who is just honestly genuinely doing amazing things. His portfolio is so long, partner, and you can for make Pratsuo buyer. So I will be at it the whole day. But he currently works as the researcher at Forensic Architecture, where he uses 3D reconstruction, remote sensing, and also basically to understand the effects of colonialism on Namibia's ecology and environment.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is a smart black man on the line right now. Come on.
I didn't even understand half of the stuff you just said.
So he's not the smart one. Mark, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. Can you guys hear me fine?
Yes,
no, we can hear
you,
Buta. We can hear you.
Listen, okay, I'm trying to tell them who you are, man, but I'm also like, I don't know what this means, but it means that he's smart.
Yo.
It's fine.
What did you say, Shikwan? You said colonialism, technology, what?
Remote sensing.
Remote sensing.
3D reconstruction.
3D reconstruction, yo.
Must check, man.
My guy. Yeah. But it's fine. That's why we have you.
Yes.
That's why we have you, my guy. Yeah. You do you.
Yeah.
Do it on our behalf, my man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, man. Mark, welcome to Fresh Breakfast. We are so, so happy to have you here. I can maybe just start off by asking you, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that Namibian boy, okay, that he was going to come as far as you have come so far?
Yeah, yeah, that's a funny one. yeah, I suppose I've always had kind of a suspicion, you know. I've always like, I think most of my family described me as a really precocious kind of kid, and I've always been so curious. So I guess I always thought I would do something, you know, something out of the norm. But I guess I didn't know the full extent to which I would do it. But my family has my back, man, and they've always encouraged me. So like just based off that motivation, I've always known that, you know, I'd do something.
Yeah, man, that's incredible. Beautiful. But listen, you're planning a whole film and an album release this Saturday at the FNCC.
Mm.
Let's talk about the film itself, Turbo Summation.
Yeah. Turbo Summation is kind of like, it's what we call an Afro-cyberpunk love story. So it's a story that merges these themes of like technology and music and science, Afro science fiction in the film. And it was directed by a good friend of mine, Esther Biekes.
Mm-hmm.
And we shot it during COVID, pretty much, like with a skeleton crew and a bunch of like amazing actors. Like Vara Hambira is starring as in one of the main roles.
Mm-hmm.
And Renee DeBrain also did a lot of the cinematography for the film. And the film is pretty much like it's like a film that presents the music from my new album. So this is why we call it a music film. Okay. You know, so like the tracks from my new album kind of drive the story forward. So yeah, it's gonna be. I mean, I don't know how it's gonna be received here, but I think a few people are gonna be. I don't have a good time watching it.
Yeah. I was actually about to ask, or even just mention right now, partner, I could actually be wrong.
Yeah.
But this could actually be the first time that we've seen something like this in Namibia, right?
I don't know.
I think so, we? Man. Like, I mean, I've been keeping my fingers on the pulse of music, cyberpunk. And then you have a film. Or you have the album or the music driving
the film itself.
Yes. Or the other way around. I think that's
beautiful, man. Why is this project so important to you? Why is it? Why do you want to tell us your story from that perspective?
I mean, apart from the fact that it was made during the dark times of COVID. It's also like it's a film that I think combines like my two passions, which are of course like music and technology, you know. Yeah. And I think it's also like I still have a bit of anxiety about it. It's like my first solo album since like the work that I've done with Black Vulcanite, which is predominantly what I'm known for. And so kind of stepping out on my own to make this film and to make this album, like it was, and also during COVID, you know, it had like, it has different layers of just, you know, meaning for me. But I think like, just with the support of my family during COVID and like the support of my friends to make the film and also the DV guys, I was able to like channel all of those things and package them into, I think, something that's like, I think it's my best work. I'm excited to premiere it and to show it locally. It's special.
Amazing, man. All right.
Now, mark this Saturday itself at the FNCC when we have now the film and album release. How does the purchasing work? You know what I mean? Is it at Apple Music? Will you have physical copies there? Yesterday, there's no way you would have probably physical copies. You're the tech guy. It's probably some sort of other way that we don't know that you're gonna have your music available via some sort of reinvented what?
Not even Spotify.
It's a mix of Bitcoin and retinal scans.
You seen, Jay?
I'm playing.
Because I was about to say, man, Mark is gone for real. Gone.
No, we didn't have to make it that deep. You know, some things, it's like you just got to make them like proper analog so that they work. So we're going to have physical tickets at the door.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the tickets are limited, you know. So, we're just hoping that everyone gets there in time and then they can buy the tickets from the door.
Yeah, fantastic.
We'll be tickets on the premises. Yeah.
The show will be starting at 7 p.m. That is this coming Saturday at the FNCC. But when the poster shows 7 p.m., you do know that Mark is based in Berlin. They are big on time. As I believe, guys, it's actually 5:30 for 6:30.
Yeah, 5:30 for 6:30.
Yes, so that by 7, you can get in there, do what you got to do, and that's
Man, Dr. Mark Mushima, thank you so much for your time, my Buddha.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, and good luck, and congratulations
absolutely
on the film and the album release.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, cheers.
All right.
Yeah.
Step into the future today with Momentum Life Insurance's Life Returns.